This morning I invite you to hear a different lesson than that which is printed. The one in our service is for the baptism of little children or infants. And today we are blessed to have an adult baptism for Nicole. And let us hear some of the words of evangelist Luke as he writes in Acts chapter 8. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The eunuch was reading this passage of scripture. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter. He is, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?" And he ordered the chariot to stop. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Here ends our reading. Just a few devotional comments this morning. For most of us, our baptism is probably an event that we do not remember. It may be that, like for myself, for you, it happened when you were a little child and an infant. Other than some pictures and maybe a cross on your wall and a baptismal certificate is all you have from that. And yet when we look at what Scripture says about this amazing sacrament, this wonderful gift from God, it puts such power to it. It connects it to what our Lord Jesus did for us on the cross, paying for all of our sins. And when we are baptized into that very act on the cross. We are baptized into his death. Paul says we are baptized into his resurrection. St. Peter says that baptism saves us. God has placed power into this blessed sacrament. And what a wonderful thing that through this, God the Holy Spirit has worked faith in our hearts. Now, God also works faith in the heart through his word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And in Nicole's life, God has worked in her heart through the blessed word of the gospel, and through Christian instructors and through Christian friends that have encouraged her in her faith. This is a wonderful example today of how evangelism can take place right here in our own student body. What a beautiful thing this is to guide and direct fellow students to know Christ and to see what a blessed Savior we have in him and what a wonderful hope all of us have of going to heaven because of him. And so through that word, Nicole has now come to believe and trust in Christ as her Savior, and on her own, just like the Ethiopian eunuch, has now come and requested to be baptized. And so what a blessing we have today to witness that. And as this takes place, may each and every one of us thank God and reappreciate, if you will, the wonderful baptismal grace that he has given to each one of us. As he, in that process, dresses us in the white robe of our Lord Jesus' righteousness, because none of us could certainly stand before God dressed on our own spiritual lives. But because of what Christ has done, we are clothed in the holy white robe of his righteousness in baptism. May we again treasure that today, appreciate it, and continue to wear that baptismal garment throughout our lives, so that someday we may join all the other saints in his church in the mansions of heaven.